Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week, all week, I am in conversation with my very good friend Robert Holden, and we're talking about life-work balance. And in the first part of the conversation, we talk specifically about the idea of life-work balance and how that's different to work-life balance. Enjoy. So, Robert, one of the things that I think I have struggled with throughout my career, but done pretty well with. I think you've been up against, but done, I think you've done really well with, but I don't know because I only can see it from the outside, is actually maintaining something that vaguely resembles life-work balance. Is that something you think about consciously?
Yes. And I think about it, Michael, a lot. Partly because I think that the balance, so to speak, is never really set. You know, I don't think there's like this one particular moment in time where you can go, ta-da, I am
It'd be great,
balanced. How are you today? I am balanced.
And I now have to stay this way for the next 40 years.
Yeah. And it strikes me that there is a rhythm to life, a rhythm with seasons to it. And the sort of balance that I'm trying to accomplish in the springtime might not be the same sort of balance that I'm trying to accomplish in the fall. In fact, at the moment, I think I'm doing a lot to declutter, to clear things off my desk and to create a space. And so that's informing the way I'm thinking about my life-work balance at the moment. So on the whole, that's my sense, Michael, is that this thing called balance has rhythms and seasons to it, and it should be an ongoing inquiry rather than a once-only effort that achieves a permanent result forever.
Well, I think what I like about that, and echoes my experience, is it's non-linear. It's non-mathematical. Right? It's not like, okay, I've got this many hours of this and this many hours of that, and on paper, it looks balanced.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah,
well, and that's, which raises an interesting question. So for me, it's definitely a felt sense. I kind of know. I can't remember which one is my wife. You know, and that lets me know I'm perhaps. Or which one of the kids are you? And so there's a sort of a sense when things are out of balance. But is there for you a feeling when they're in balance?
That's a great question. I don't know if anybody's asked me that before, Michael. No, I think when I really check in with how my mind works, I'm in some ways probably more aware of the symptoms of when it isn't working than the flow, for want of a better word, of when it is working. I have to say, by the way, I love that you called it life-work balance and not work-life balance. I think that's actually significant. And I made a point after a while of making sure I called it life-work balance,
right?
Because I felt that if I wanted to err, you know, in one direction more than the other, it would be to have life come first.
If I'm going to get this wrong, let me get it wrong in the right direction.
Yeah, that was your big problem, Robert, was you just didn't take your work seriously enough and you just lived, you know, too much.
If I could have only put out one more memo every
So I like the idea of life coming first, and then hopefully the work is an extension of what's important to me in my life. So I do like that, by the way, as well. I think that's really nice. Also, by the way, Michael, it was a few years ago I got the opportunity to write a Dorling Kindersley book on work-life balance.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's It's out and about. I co-wrote it with my then co-director of Success Intelligence, Ben Renshaw. And I actually, in the process of writing that book, realized that I preferred the term life work quality more than life work balance.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you said that, because one of the things I was thinking just since we've started is, I wonder if balance is even the right metaphor.
Yeah.
Because it does suggest that there is some sort of a equality between the two, that they are two separate things that need to be checked and counterchecked. And it does seem to me that work done right is part of life, not separate from it. I mean, actually, I'm saying that out loud. That seems insanely obvious.
Yeah, and balance as a word, personally, I'm not that excited about. I would say that when I'm not in balance, I crave balance. But it's one of those words, just personally, that doesn't excite me as much as quality. Mm. So something about quality, that word, it's easier for me to give myself to that word. No offense to balance. That's just all about me.
Great. As the host of the podcast, I've got to deal with the attorney's fees. So when balance sues, thank you so much.
Bye. Any brand that uses the word balance is a fine brand.
The views expressed by Dr. Robert Holden are not necessarily the views of the Caffeine for the Soul podcast or Michael Neal. Okay, we're good now. We can just
exactly.
run.
Exactly. New Balance trainers are very good, I'm sure, and you should continue to wear them. But, you know, I think balance, schmalance is what I want to say. Balance, schmalance. You know, I'm really balanced. I'm equally miserable in my life and in my work.
Well, I do remember, I don't know, do you remember those books, Life 101 and Do It, Let's Get Off Our Butts? There was a series of books by John Roger and Peter McWilliams that were huge in the 80s.
I never read them. I am aware of them, yeah.
Well, one of the things that really, I remember really hit me is because I was reading them when I was a student and just kind of heading out into the workforce and there was a phrase talking about life-work balance and going, the prize you get for life-work balance is hearing people say, "Ooh, don't they have a well-balanced life?" And I remember thinking, yeah, I don't know if that's my goal.
No.
But I think there's something there, because I think when people ask me about it, and it is, it's something clients ask me about, it's something students ask me about, it's invariably, I've got too much work and not enough life. It's never, I've got too much life and not enough work.
Yeah, it's very rare, isn't it? It's every now and then I'll meet somebody who's at a particular phase of their life where they really just don't feel busy enough. But normally I say to them as well, enjoy it, frankly. Enjoy this moment, because the tendency of the cultures that most of us live in clearly is to go with being overworked and overdoing it in that arena. That's absolutely true. So for most of us, I think it is fundamentally that, you know, how do we allow our work to be an expression of our life, and how do we do it in such a way that we don't feel like we are sacrificing our life, I guess, for work.
If you want to learn more about Robert and his work, you can check him out online at robertholden.org. Tomorrow, we're going to continue the conversation, and we're going to pick up on how life-work balance is impacted in our work and by our work as writers. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.